Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
You know, there's so many diets out there and new nutrition information that's always saying, you know, if you eat this, you're going to have better optimal health. If you eat this, you're going to feel better, reduce your risk of heart disease, lower your cholesterol. But can dieting really to lose weight? Of course, we know that it can, you know, make you healthier. But can it also affect your health in some negative ways? My guest is the nutrition advisor for Fitness Magazine, David Grotto. Welcome to the show, David. So dieting affecting our health, positive, negative, both? What's going on?
Well, it's a great question. You know, it's, I think, at this time of the year, and Happy New Year to everybody. You know, we're all thinking this is the time to get out the broom and do a clean sweep. And, of course, as you probably already know, Melanie, the statistics are pretty grim out there. A lot of us will embark on a new way of eating in an effort to focus in on one thing, and that's the weight loss factor, and wonder why a month later we're kind of failing miserably on that. And I think what it is we really have to change the mindset of the relationship that we have with food. Food can no longer be the enemy. We have to get away from demonizing foods or companies that sell food or restaurants. It's about establishing a healthy relationship. And if we can do that, that's what I've seen over my nearly 30 years as a practicing dietitian. Those that are more successful do four essential things, which I'd love to share with you today.
Please do.
All right. Well, first is eat. I know it sounds like a strange thing, but the first impulse is that we run into trouble and we've gained some weight. Instinctively, we think the first thing we should do is shut the pie hole. You know, don't eat any food at all, starve ourselves, and that's going to lead to weight loss. And the research is suggesting that that is not a good approach because your body instinctively wants to live, go figure, and wants to have a constant source of fuel. So the key is you have to think about not even eating smaller portions. I know I feel like I'm speaking nutrition sacrilege here, but think about it. If your body's used to eating a certain volume of food, then all of a sudden you start cutting down on that volume, most people are going to feel deprived. The key is switching out those foods that give you the same amount of volume but don't give you all the extra calories, and that's the key. But also at the same time, including those foods that are rich in protein, because out of protein, fat, and carbohydrate, that is the number one thing that triggers satiety, meaning your ability for your body to feel full and satisfied. So start off the day with eating a good breakfast that has some protein in it. A nice Greek yogurt, for example, that delivers somewhere between 15 and 18 grams of protein. And that seems to be the sweet spot to start off the day.
Okay, so eating, not depriving ourselves, you know, looking for foods that are good, nutrient-dense foods that also, I might add, make you salivate, things that you aren't afraid to eat, but that you also want to eat. We can't keep depriving ourselves. Give us another one.
Well, you know, another great example just to wrap up that concept is here we recently had a gentleman who was a science teacher in high school who just lost, I believe it was 37 pounds in 90 days following the all McDonald's diet that, you know, runs completely in the opposite response of the gentleman who went through the Supersize Me program during that documentary. But what happened is that he kept an eye on calories. So this is rule number two. It is still about calories in and calories out. So this gentleman made sure that he did not go over 2,000 calories, which is what the Dietary Guidelines for Americans has been saying for the past, for 10 years now. We've been recommending 2,000 calories. So that's the key, is that you want to make sure that you hit a certain calorie budget. Now, the nice thing about the relationship, and this kind of gets into rule number three, is making sure that you move. Physical activity is such an important component for helping with weight management because when you have those off days, and we all have them, where we kind of overdo it, using more physical activity to burn up those calories and keep us on track is really the key. So he walked for 45 minutes every single day. And what was interesting about what he ate at McDonald's is that he not only just ate those Paul Newman salads, but he was also eating ice cream cones, Big Macs, all of those other different foods. And so when he had something that was indulgent, what I loved about what he said is that he ate something smarter for the rest of the day. So if you maybe blow it for a meal and you have something super indulgent, it doesn't mean write up the whole day and say, you know what, the heck with it, I'll start again on Monday. Mondays keep coming. And people keep failing on Mondays. Go ahead and get right back on the horse right now.
You know, I totally hear you with that, David, because that is something that I myself have done all my life, and everybody I know does that. Okay, I screwed up today. I'm just going to start fresh again and do it all again. Calories in, calories out is still the way, although we don't know what the McDonald's diet actually did to his arteries. Hopefully the exercise was, you know, had some kind of counter effect on that, but you still never know. So,
well, Melanie, here's the cool thing about this also. His cholesterol came plummeting down because we know one of the major factors for coronary artery disease. I'm having a hard time getting that out today. Coronary artery disease is actually carrying weight, especially around the midsection. That's the most dangerous area to carry weight. So the fact that maybe he was not necessarily eating the healthiest, quote-unquote, foods, but the mere fact that he's reduced his calories, he moved for 45 minutes a day, may have been enough to help prevent a heart attack and reduce his risk factors. And to me, that's the great news. Because trust me, from a guy who was a raw food vegan at one time in his life, I used to tell people that they had to banish all animal products out of their lives, all processed foods. I was literally the food Nazi. And I was wondering why my patients were failing time and time again when I gave them that advice. The problem is, we still love to enjoy food. We have a relationship with food that we celebrate life with, and it's always celebrating life with the healthiest of foods. They're decadent foods. It's about putting all of that into perspective. Is a vegan diet healthy? Absolutely. Is a semi-vegetarian diet healthy? It can be. A Mediterranean diet, a Latin diet, Chinese, Asian diet, you name it, there's healthy diets throughout the entire world, and they all have the same thing in common, moderation and putting things in perspective.
Absolutely. I completely agree with that because moderation has seemed to be the key throughout the ages, David, really. And I had a 100-year-old uncle who said, anything you want to do in life, do it in moderation. So moderation, that's certainly our biggest key component here, really. And what about some of the yo-yo dieting that we see? Because you don't, you know, you want to try and stick to someone, you stick to something, you want to set your SMART goals, you want to try and keep motivated, get your exercise. But what about when you do fall off the wagon and jumping back on, losing, gaining? What happens there?
Right. So the yo-yo dieting effect, as we already know, it is a very vicious cycle because what happens is you lose some weight, you get off the program. Quite often people gain more weight than when they initially started the diet. Then they got to get back on. That can deplete your lean muscle tissue. And your lean muscle tissue is really the driver that actually helps burn more calories. So when a lot of people ask me, Dave, what should I do? Should I exercise to lose weight or should I diet to lose weight? And the truth of the matter is, if you want to be successful, not just to lose weight, the secret is not losing it. It's keeping it off. We've all lost weight before. But how do we keep it off this time? You've got to combine physical activity with calorie management, and that's the bottom line. But the key with physical activity, it's got to be things that are fun and that you enjoy doing. So maybe walking 45 minutes isn't the thing that you want to do, but maybe going out and playing with your dog for 10 minutes. You know, we had a huge snowstorm here in Chicago. We're romping around. We're burning lots of calories going through snowdrifts. And maybe
we certainly are, because I'm right there with you, David. I am. And the cold weather's keeping all our kids home from school today. I'm so lovely. Anyway, that is really the greatest advice. You have to combine them. You have to find the things that work. You have to satisfy your tastes. You cannot deny yourself too much or you won't be successful. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Radio MD. Stay well.